Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show that's coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sue London, and you're listening to Get Inspired Radio. Stay with us for the next 30 minutes and let us inspire you and help you to create the life that you desire. Now, do you have a specific topic or a guest that you'd like us to bring on the show? Well, if so, send me an email and we will do our very best to make that happen for you. Now, in order to send me an email, just go to my personal website, AskSueLondon.com. And, you know, when you're at the website, make sure that you sign up for my free newsletter. Because when you sign up for that free newsletter, I'm going to send you 10 weekly inspiring videos that are filled with lots of good tools and techniques to help you to create that life you desire. So the website, again, that you're going to go to is AskSueLondon.com. And by the way, when you're there, make sure that you check out my book, Soar Above It All, Overcoming Adversities in Life. That's my personal story of the journey that I went through having Crohn's disease, abuse, near-death experience, life and death pregnancy, divorce. It's all there. So check out that book at AskSueLondon.com. Now, I have some news to share with y'all. Before we start the show, I have to say a huge, huge thank you to the Hilton Homewood Suites in Burlington, Ontario, Canada. Yesterday, folks, my husband and I started a new chapter in our lives. We moved out of our home that we sold, and we've moved into the Hilton Homewood Suites, and we're going to be with them for the next 4 months or so until our new house is built. And folks, I have to tell you, oh my gosh, this place is like home away from home. We have got this beautiful suite. Our meals are cooked for us. Housekeeping is done. I have no excuse not to exercise now. I literally go out my door and I've got the indoor pool there and the fitness center. It is incredible and the nicest, nicest people you could ever meet. So if you're ever looking for somewhere to stay, check out the Hilton Homewood Suites. And the particular one I'm staying at, if you go to their website, burlington.homewoodsuites.com, phenomenal. And one thing that I like about it, too, is I have to really watch what I eat, and because I'm missing 3 feet of my intestine due to Crohn's disease. And what I like about it is we have a full kitchen here in our hotel room, which is awesome, and a lot of hotels don't have that. So if you have, you know, any conditions where you can't eat in restaurants, this is an answer for you. So check out the website, burlington.homewoodsuites.com, and I believe that will take you into other locations they have around the world. Amazing. Check it out. Now, our topic today is a really touching one. It's accepting the loss of a child. And my guest is my special friend, Kate Hennessy. Let me tell you about this amazing girl. Kate Hennessy has many passions, but the closest to her heart is the ability to connect with people who have been literally broken and have been able to pick up the pieces back together again. Now, through her radio show, Get Focused, Motivational Speaking and Writing, Kate Hennessy offers caring support and optimism to people who have and still are suffering over past and present situations in their lives. Her empathy comes from her own background of a traumatic, traumatic events. Kate has overcome life with an abusive alcoholic father, obesity and shyness as a young girl, an eating disorder as a teen, cervical cancer at the age of 18, horrific car accidents, loss of a child, cancer again, tumor removed, and then divorce. You talk about somebody who's been through it, and I can tell you this is a girl that has really done a lot of work, and she's an amazing girl, and I'm very honored to call her my friend. So you do need to learn a lot more about her. You do need to connect with her on her radio show. So you can learn more about Kate at her site, getfocusedradio.com, and tune into her show. It airs every Thursday morning at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So let's bring on my friends. So, Kate, welcome to Get Inspired Radio.
Well, thank you, Sue. It's wonderful to be here. You know, I always love talking with you. And as we've often said, if I tell you I know how you feel, I really do know how you feel.
You do. You do. And you know, that's what I think is so amazing, that, you know, people can come to you and say, this is how I'm feeling. And you have been through so much yourself that you can say, I know what you're going through. And that was makes you so special.
Oh, thank you. You're
such an amazing girl. Now, you know, we're talking today about accepting the loss of a child.
Mm-hmm.
We've got many people out there that have been through this, and they're still going through it. Do you mind sharing your story when you lost your child?
Not at all. And,
okay.
I just want the listeners to know that as I speak about this, this has been 15 years for me. When my daughter Haley died, this is 15 years. So I am able to certainly talk about it in such a way that the emotion is still there, but this is what happens with the wonder of time. Mm-hmm. You never, ever get over the loss of a child, but you are able to handle it in a better way. And I think that that's what has happened for me over the years, is that you go through all of these different steps, and you do learn eventually to handle the pain. And when we mm-hmm. say accept the loss of a child, you know what? You don't really ever accept something that's totally unacceptable. It
yeah.
is impossible to accept a loss of a child. What you do learn to accept is the fact that your child is not coming back. And mm-hmm. that is where you come to at some point. For me, as I say, 15 years ago, I had three very healthy, beautiful children.
Mm-hmm.
And found out at 37 that I was pregnant again, and was absolutely thrilled to pieces. Mm-hmm. And I was only 37 years old. We knew it was going to be a little girl.
Yeah.
And the doctor had said to me, you know, usually we recommend after 35 that you have the amniocentesis. And I said, oh, you know, I thought about that. And then I thought, you know what, I'm not going to do that, because the worst thing that they're going to tell me is maybe the baby has Down syndrome, or there's something, you know, not quite chronologically right.
Mm-hmm.
And I decided that no matter what was wrong with her,
mm-hmm.
She would be accepted. So,
right.
So I didn't need to know. Yeah. I didn't need to know. All of my children had been delivered. I had to go in and be induced, and it was mm-hmm. no different with Haley.
Mm-hmm.
And I vividly remember the night before I was scheduled to go in the next day. Mm-hmm. And of course, you know, you're very confident because you've had three beautiful, healthy children.
Yeah.
You have no reason to expect that there'll be anything going on or wrong. And that evening, I remember my daughter had a soccer game, our daughter Sarah, and I'd been to the soccer game, and I remember thinking, oh my goodness, this baby is just still moving so much, which is unusual towards the end of your pregnancy. But she was
yeah.
moving around and just having a great time at the soccer game, playing her own game, I think, inside. And I went home, and I had a very restless sleep because she just wouldn't settle.
Mm-hmm.
Got into the hospital in the morning. And this lovely, I'll never forget her, this lovely Scottish nurse took me into the room, and she said, well, let's just have a listen to the heartbeat and see how you're doing, and then we'll get the drip going, and off we go.
Yeah.
So she put this band around my stomach, and she kind of fiddled with it for a bit. And she said, you know, I don't know what's going on. She said, sometimes these things just don't work. And so she tried another one, and she's still very light about it, saying, oh, you know, it's just not working. So she said, come into this other room, dear. So off we went, and they set up the ultrasound. Now, right away, things are kind of, I'm thinking, that's odd.
Yeah.
Why would they do an ultrasound? But maybe this is the only way they can see the movement and whatnot, the heartbeat.
Yeah.
And then she said, I'll be right back. And she left.
Uh-oh.
And when she came back in, she had a doctor with her. And
yeah.
he introduced himself. And then, you know how the monitor is usually turned towards you to see?
He turned it away from you?
He turned it away.
Oh, another sign, right?
Yeah. And yeah. Now, here's as far as my mind, this is as far as my mind could go. Okay, there's something wrong with the baby.
Uh-huh.
There's something missing, there's something wrong. But you know what? I'm good with that. No matter how she's born, I'm so grateful that this little girl's coming into our life. It doesn't matter.
Uh-huh.
And at that point, he looked at me and he said, I'm so sorry, your baby is gone. Now,
wow.
Those words mean nothing. You think, what do you mean my baby's gone? I'm very pregnant
yeah.
here. She
yeah.
was moving around not more than 20 minutes ago.
Uh-huh.
Where did she go?
Yeah.
And from that point, your whole world becomes just numb. And I think
yeah.
that's what is the beauty. They say that going through this is akin to having a huge, major physical injury where you are completely numb throughout the whole thing.
Yeah.
And it was just the whole process, of course, of, in my mind, I kept thinking, she'll be okay. Babies
yeah.
are born at 3 pounds.
That's right.
They'll bring her back. Like, let's
yeah.
just get her out. And
you were
it'll
so in denial,
okay.
the shock of it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's and so through the whole thing, of course, I had to give birth to her.
Mm-hmm. Oh, gosh.
And, yeah. And uh-huh. now here we are there. I'm still, you know, the doctors are telling me that the baby is not alive anymore. Like, you know, you're going to give birth and you have to be prepared. And I'm thinking, well, all right, here's the deal.
Mm-hmm.
If this child is not here, mm-hmm. I want her to have, this is what I want. I wanted her to have 2 heads, no arms, something.
Yeah.
Like, do something so that I can rationalize this.
Yeah.
I gave birth to a beautiful 6-pound baby girl.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. A perfect
wow.
baby.
Wow.
And the doctor said, you know, she died within the last hour.
Oh, my gosh.
Your head
How
is all
absolutely
over.
Absolutely horrific.
Yeah. And
wow.
and from that point, you go on a journey
mm-hmm.
of loss. And the journey are so, your feelings and emotions that first year,
mm-hmm.
you're truly numb.
Wow.
And
now,
you, yep, go ahead.
I was going to say, on that note, can we just take a short break?
Yeah.
And then when we come back, let's talk about what you went through.
Okay.
Okay? Folks, you're listening to Get Inspired Radio with Sue London and my very special guest, Kate Hennessy. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to get Kate to share more about her journey and the loss of her child. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Do you really need to be connected 24/7 to the outside world? Do you find yourself giving up your sacred space very easily? Is your creative potential rapidly being compromised? Wouldn't you love to reclaim your sacred space and create an abundance of creative activity in your life that attracts more health, wealth, and enriched relationships? When you create a sacred space and sacred time in your daily life, you uplift your own sense of well-being at a very deep level and attract beauty, harmony, and enriching relationships with grace and ease. Suddenly, you don't have to try and work hard. You become a magnet. Your desires start to manifest easily. Grateful souls want to support you and your purpose. You live your higher destiny. Join our Infusion of Gratitude community today and receive your free MP3 audio Infusion of Gratitude meditation. Daily use of this powerful 20 minutes meditation raises your awareness and welcomes health, wealth, and enriched relationships into your life. Visit us at explorationgratitude.com.
Tune in to Dialogue Radio with Dr. Jeff on transformationtalkradio.com as the stories of the universe are revealed in this engaging and creative hit show. Mondays at 1 Pacific Time, 4 Eastern, Dr. Jeff fills the airwaves with Dialogue Radio, an epic conversation on self, society, and sustainability. Provocative, educational, transformative, and mythic, Dialogue Radio is the place where story seeds the imagination, heals the heart, and inspires personal, social, and planetary evolution.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Have you ever wanted to join a yoga class, yet felt self-conscious or simply didn't have the time? Now you can bring live Kundalini yoga into your home with KRI-certified Dr. Ann Taylor. You will learn a scientific technology of movement, mantra, meditation, and breathing techniques designed to balance your mind, body, and spirit. Sign up today for our free newsletter and receive your first class free. Visit AnnWithAnE.Taylor.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. My guest today is Kate Hennessy. Today, Kate is helping you accept the loss of a child. If you can even say you will have ever accept the loss, right, Katie?
Right. Well, you don't.
It's
right. We
yeah.
said we're going to accept the fact that they aren't coming back, and that's what you're going to accept. And you know, I remember when you know, Haley passed away, and I want to go, because people can certainly, you know, call me, and I can certainly go into more detail about you know, what happened all around that time. My focus now is to really help people understand that they will get through it. And I did find that what I needed was I needed to talk about her. Family and friends around you will try very hard to make you get over it as quickly as possible. And you don't want to. You're holding on to that child with everything you've got. You really want to talk about them. And it makes your family and friends uncomfortable. And what happened for me was that I found other people out there. You realize, oh my gosh, am I the only person this has happened to? Well, no, it isn't. And the one thing that I did find as I journeyed through and I found people that had lost children was they were very understanding. You know, I would meet people that had lost an adult child. I would meet people that had lost a toddler. You meet people that, you know, miscarried at 6 months. I learned very quickly that it didn't matter how long you were allowed to have that child on this earth. The pain for every parent, especially a mother, was as intense as anybody else. And so when you find that there are people out there that you can talk to, it is hugely comforting. It still is for me when I'm asked to go and speak to a group, and it's so fresh for them, and I can feel that wound, and I know how they feel, and I know that they're going to get to this place where I am, where you take whatever belief you want. I believe, because I choose to, that when I die, when I pass, she'll be there waiting for me, and I will be able to raise her. And I took that from a woman that I met who was Egyptian, and that they believed that if you lost a child as a baby, it would go to the heaven, and when you died, you got to go as the mother and raise the baby. And I so loved that, I took that as my own.
Powerful. Now, can I ask you something? Because you're saying that, you know, it's good to connect with other people who've lost a child, and you did. Say someone's listening, they've just lost a child. Mm-hmm. Is there, like, websites? Are there groups? Where do we suggest for them to go?
Well, you'd be surprised, because prior to me obviously losing Haley, it isn't something that I would have researched. And
yeah.
Right after, I was frantic to find people to talk to feel comforted by somebody else. And I went on the internet, and there are all kinds of internet bereavement groups. There are people like myself. I found someone that was like-minded, and I was able to call her. And mm-hmm. call her when it was 2 o'clock in the morning, and
yeah.
I was beside myself. I didn't know if I was going to, you know, drink, take pills, kill myself, or what I was going to do. I needed to talk to somebody.
And can I also add, too, don't you find that those quiet early morning hours are the worst.
Oh, it was horrible. You know what I found was really the worst for me was going shopping in the
shopping.
First year.
Why was that?
Yeah, going to the grocery store. If I made the mistake of going down the baby aisle,
mm-hmm.
I couldn't breathe. I couldn't catch my breath. I couldn't breathe. I kept thinking, I should be here buying these things.
Oh.
And I would leave. I'm not quite sure how our family really managed through that time, because I don't remember groceries. I don't remember cooking.
You're so numb.
You're numb.
Yeah.
And that's the beauty of that intense grief. But after numb comes the worst part. After numb comes the anger.
Okay, yeah.
And the anger is intense. I remember that it was at the anger stage that I decided I was no longer friends with God. And I've always had mm-hmm. great faith. I've always believed, you know, in something, my higher power I call God. So that's what I've always had great faith in. I was sitting in my kitchen. It was about 6 months after Haley, and I believe it was either Geraldo or Phil Donahue, one of the talk shows was on,
mm-hmm.
and they had crack addicts who had been doing crack all through their pregnancy and were sitting there with healthy babies.
Oh.
And I said, that's it. You know what?
Mm-hmm.
I hate you. I'm not going to talk to you anymore. I can't believe that you did this to me. What did I do? I didn't do anything throughout my pregnancy except be healthy. What did I do? How could you let them have a healthy baby?
Yeah.
So you do have that. You are angry. And that again, it's time, right? You go from that anger to you feel very guilty.
What, mm-hmm.
Well, what did I do?
Mm-hmm.
If I'd gone an hour earlier, what could I, you know, you're going to go back and forth with that. You do have to, I will tell you that some of these things that you have to do is that you have to be very gentle with yourself.
Yeah.
Grief, you may need that grief. You may feel selfish, but you need it to survive. You have to put yourself first, because if you don't, you're not good to anybody.
Was there any situation that you would say, when did you know that you could go into these stores and you were going to be okay? Was there any defined moment that you can think of, or
it just
was over time?
Yeah, no, I'll tell you the defining moment for me that I was able to regroup a bit, and it was, for these 6 months, the way my life was I would get up in the morning,
mm-hmm.
and I would, you know, that first realization when you wake that
mm-hmm.
you're not quite sure, and then all of a sudden you realize, yes, it is a reality. This has actually happened. And the sadness, I was so engulfed in my own pain that I would just get up. I would be, I would cry. As soon as I woke, I would cry. I'd get my children organized for school.
Mm-hmm.
I would take them to school. I would go to the grave site.
Mm-hmm.
I would cry.
Mm-hmm.
I'd go and pick them up. And I was just a mess. And one day, about 6 months into all of this, my little boy, Andy, who was just little, he was maybe nine.
Wow.
And he was the middle child. I was in the bathroom.
Okay. Wait, I hate to say this, but I'm out of time.
Okay. Right. He told me, when are you going to get over this, Mom? That's what he said.
It was him that did it for
that
you,
was
eh?
It.
Wow. You know what? I can tell you, folks, Kate is an amazing girl, and she has accepted the loss. Learn more about her at getfocusedradio.com. This half hour went fast. Went so quickly. I knew it was going to. Again, guys, check out Kate Hennessy, getfocusedradio.com. Her show is every Thursday. Check it out. Learn more about me at AskSueLondon.com. Katie, I love you, my friend.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
We all want deeper, more intimate relationships. But how do we create successful relationships and maintain strong connections? Peter Kane has some real answers. Author of The Monogamy Challenge, creating and keeping intimacy. Peter is one of the original breath workers and relationship trainers with over 30 years' experience. Breathe, relax, or create intimacy and keep it thriving. Visit peterkane.org or contact Peter Kane at 425-802-2050.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Tune in each week on Wednesdays at 12 Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And Dr. Peggy will lead you through the maze of info on topics from allergies and antioxidants to zinc and xylitol and all points in between, providing you with simple solutions to help you achieve optimal health for your mind, body, and spirit. Visit Simple Health Network.com to take your health back and get your copy of Dr. Peggy's amazing cookbook. OMG, that's allergy free.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Hey everyone, you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Don't touch that dial. We'll be beginning a brand new show at the top of the hour with one of our amazing hosts, Transformation Talk Radio. Talk radio to change the world. Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.